SOP 237. Today we're talking about what makes phenomenal content.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in to the morning announcements, the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from promoting to planning to producing and all points in between. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. That's where you can find our step-by-step tutorials as well as our resources to help you start a successful podcast today, as in like right now. You can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. That number again, 888-563-3228. And you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Want to, first of all, before I get into anything, want to say happy birthday to Libsyn. This podcast is hosted by Libsyn. It's libsyn.com, and they just turned 6 years old. Love them, love their stats. I'm not getting paid for this, wish I was, but I'm not. And just wanted to say hey to everyone at Libsyn and thank them so much for being just a great company to work with. So the thing I wanted to talk about today is I've had some people email me a question, and they were talking about finding content. We've talked about Google Alerts in the past, and you know, read magazines, read blogs, read books. That's a great place to get ideas for content. But there are some things that you can't get from books because it's in you. It's your history and things of that nature. One of the examples I always give, you may or may not be a fan of Howard Stern, but one day I sat down to, I'd watched the movie Private Parts to kind of get the history of Howard. And it dawned on me really that the reason Howard Stern, I believe, was so popular, it wasn't for all the, you know, penis jokes and lesbian whatever. He was giving people glimpses inside of being a DJ, working at a radio station that nobody ever did. And that really was intriguing. And I say that because right now I've been listening to a podcast called WTF. Yeah, and we know what that stands for, by this guy named Mark Maron. He's a comedian. It's not for everybody. It's definitely there are times where he says things. He said something the other day that I felt as a Christian, I went, okay, I think I'm going to unsubscribe because it was just blatantly offensive. But one of the things that I am finding intriguing about this podcast is he is giving the behind the scenes of being a comedian. And you think it must be great to be a comedian. You wake up, you about the, you know, whatever, crack of two, you eat breakfast and you drive to the club and you do your little funny ha-ha show and you go home. And it's really not that at all. And he's interviewing other comedians. So you have two people that are generally funny, that just their sarcasm and things like that. They're not telling ha-ha jokes, but their stories are typically fairly funny. And it's behind the scenes. It's information that's behind the scenes. It's information that you can't get anywhere else. I can't get stories about Sam Kennison anymore, except if it's from somebody who knew him. And, you know, he interviewed Robin Williams. That was really interesting because Robin Williams has been accused of stealing jokes, and they talked about that. Wow, that's not something you're going to get on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. So I realized that sometimes you go, well, I don't have any information that, you know, is that unique. And I'm like, I don't know. Think about that. And if not, go find some. I'm working on an interview right now for one of my other podcasts. I'm trying to get one of the lead developers of a piece of software to come on an interview and tell me about the software, get the behind the scenes of what they're working on, what's coming on in the future, and things like that. And I'm from a software developer standpoint, this person wants exposure for their software, and I'm getting, in this case, him, directly to his audience, people that would probably use this software. And so here again, not everybody can get an interview with the person who develops the software. It's unique content. It's hard to get content. And it's a great marriage between my audience, which would be interested in this software, and it's a great marriage for this person because he wants the exposure for those people who've never heard of that software. So it is about that information that sometimes it's hard to find that really intrigues me. So you might think about that. And again, if you say, well, I don't have anything like that, well, then go find somebody that does and maybe interview them on your show. The flip side of this is what happens when you give too much behind-the-scenes information or too much information that you can't get anywhere else. And that is, I feel, where the behind-the-scenes information is, what's the word here? Boring, I guess. It doesn't move you. It doesn't entertain you. And so Mark Marin, if we go back to him, he is podcasting out of his garage, but he doesn't talk about his equipment because his show isn't about podcasting equipment. It's not about how it hooks it up. He occasionally will talk about the assistant that does some things for him, but basically his podcast is about interviewing other comedians. It's about his life on the road, his life as a comedian, and it's not about what kind of microphone he's using. So your behind-the-scenes information, your one-of-a-kind information should still pertain to the topic of your podcast. And sometimes, I know I've heard podcasters talk a lot about themselves and what they're up to and how the wife is driving them nuts and how the kids, and that's fine because it makes them sound human. It definitely gives them a different perspective. You see them as a human, not just as a voice, and you get to know them. And I'm not saying, obviously there are podcasts that are strictly about somebody's family life. They're just stories. That's what they're going to be talking about. But if your podcast is about insert topic here and you spend 15 minutes talking about your family and the fact that the car payment didn't get made and things like that, that's not really part of the content. That's behind the scenes. That's information that nobody can get elsewhere. But I'm not sure it's information that people want. Do you agree with me on that? There's some things that are behind the scenes that are cool. There's some things that are behind the scenes that, you know what, I don't really care. So that is my thought for today. Now, where did that come from? And this is what you can do as you're developing your podcast. If you're going to start one, I always tell people, look, if you're a jockey, you don't become a jockey without riding a horse or two. And if you want to start a podcast, the best thing to do, go to something like iTunes, click on podcasts on the left-hand side, click on search on the right-hand side, and type in whatever your topic is and listen to other podcasts about your topic. And then take notes of what did you like about this podcast? What did you not like about this podcast? What would you do differently? And realize that the one thing that makes your podcast different is you and your perspective. The great thing about your podcast is you're in complete control. Right now, I'm putting out podcasts about every 2 weeks. I am overloaded with things on my plate at this moment that should be clearing up soon. But I get to decide when I publish. I get to decide how long it is. I get to decide if I want to put music, if I want to have pictures, et cetera, et cetera. You are in control, and your podcast will be different from those podcasts. And the great thing is you can. Those podcasts didn't have those podcasts to listen to when they started. And so now you can take where they have come from, where they've moved to, and you can take it to the next level. So keep that in mind. Look for information. If you want to have intriguing content that makes people wait for the next episode, that they go, ooh, I can't wait for that. See if you can find something that's one of a kind, information that you can't get anywhere else, or it's hard to get to information like that. Second, if it is behind the scenes of maybe your job or your industry that normally people don't see. I find that intriguing. Would love to hear your feedback on that. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments toll-free, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. Or you can leave a blog post. Yeah, you can leave a comment out at our blog post. Just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you'd like to start a podcast, I would love to help you. That is what lights my bulb. You know, I'm a teacher by trade, and I love to help people start successful podcasts. Go over to schoolofpodcasting.com, click the join button, and you can get inside. You can see that information, that one-of-a-kind information, inside the School of Podcasting, the step-by-step tutorials that will walk you through setting up your blog, choosing the right microphone, choosing the right software, choosing the right recording style, using FeedBurner, using et cetera, and all the resources for background musics and graphics, et cetera, it's all there at the schoolofpodcasting.com. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You know, November here in the U.S., it's kind of Thanksgiving season here, and I just want to let you know that I'm very thankful because I know your time is extremely valuable in today's society, and you've taken the time to listen to me. I hope you have found it valuable and look forward to getting back together with you again in a couple weeks as we talk about all things podcasting here. Until then, class is dismissed.